The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to The Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog, Technical Wizard Vince.
Oh, fuck you. I try to make improvements and everything fucking falls apart.
Well, it's...
I know.
Yay, technology. It's
better now.
Yes, we're actually recording now, and it's working. Juan might show up. Yeah, who knows? Island time.
We love him.
Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about the Texas shooting, Iran, gun laws, the Australia fire. Another classic movie is going to get rebooted.
No.
Wrestle Kingdom 14 and much more. No top 10 this week. Instead, it's our annual Deadpool draft. And of course, we will answer your listener questions. First show of the year, Vince. Last year doing this.
Yay.
To be fair, I said that at the beginning of last year. That would be our last year as well.
Yeah, in the beginning of the year before that. So, you know.
I've been wrong so far.
Right.
It happens. First thing this week, our thoughts are going out to our Australian listeners who are dealing with that horrific, just god-awful wildfire down there, which apparently the fire itself is the size of Manhattan. They're saying 17 dead. That number is going to go up. 18 missing. Approximately 1,400 homes are lost. 10 million acres have burned. And 500 million animals are already dead.
How many?
500 million, they're guessing.
Jesus.
The Australian police have... authorities in Australia have formed Strike Force Indara, comprising of detectives from homicide and arson units, and attempt to find the culprits because they are apparently they have over 200 people under investigation for arson.
And they're saying somebody, now I don't know whether this is true or not, allegedly, that it was a climate change activist.
Yeah. But they're thinking it's climate terrorists. Yeah.
That's Green Party in Australia is... about to get blown the fuck out.
Yeah. The pictures are just... It's horror movie level.
Well, they wouldn't let them do controlled burns.
Same thing happened in California. Yeah. So, just the pictures are god-awful. Hopefully our listeners are safe, and hopefully it's some rain gets sent that way, and just find out if it was people that did it. Find them and kill them. I'm tired of dicking around with these people.
Right.
Just, good God. The pictures of themselves are just horrifying. So, all right, let's get into the normal bulk of the show, TV news this week. Vince, actor Zac Efron is speaking out after he almost died filming a show titled Killing Zac Efron. Because irony is a wonderful thing. He was filming in Papua New Guinea just before Christmas. He said, very thankful to everyone who reached out. I did get sick in Papua New Guinea, but I bounced back quick and finished an amazing 3 weeks there. He's home with his family and friends for the holidays. He was filming the new series when apparently he became sick from an infection. He had to be flown to a private hospital in Brisbane, Australia, and underwent treatment for several days.
Poor Zac Efron.
The irony that the show is called Killing Zac Efron and he damn near died is...
wonderful?
That's high irony, boy. That's... You don't need to take a supplement with that high irony.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, not all the jokes are good this week.
That's a fat guy joke.
Yeah, well, they all are for me. Oh, now we go to a former Disney Channel actor.
Zac Efron.
Hey, yeah, I guess he is one, isn't he? But this is a completely different one. who's accused of enticing... Oh, gee, I don't even want to read the story because it's so...
Please don't. A child.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? What's his last name?
He's accused of enticing a 13-year-old boy for sex. He claims he can't get a fair trial because the federal judge in Utah, where his case is, has a bias against gay people. But the U.S. judge refused to recuse himself, saying these assumptions that Stoney Westmoreland is the guy's name, made about him from his past legal work, don't reflect his personal views. I can do not harbor any personal bias or prejudice concerning Mr. Westmoreland, the judge wrote in his order denying the motion. Westmoreland, 49, could be back in jail for allegedly violating the conditions of his release pending trial in March. He's scheduled to appear in court regarding that matter next week. Apparently he's bisexual, according to court documents. Now, though the charges against him aren't focused on being gay, his lawyer wrote that the gay lifestyle, particularly, quote, hookup culture, which is distinctly non-traditional, will be part of the trial, saying the case will involve a detailed examination of the hookup culture for homosexual men and how it works and what it means psychologically. This is according to his defense attorney. A number of witnesses are likely to be gay men who testify about Westmoreland's background, including his transition from a heterosexual marriage to being an out homosexual man. None of that has any bearing on the fact that he fucked a kid. This is the guy that played the grandfather on the Disney show Andy Mack.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's public execution. If guilty, public execution.
Oh, come on.
I told you I'm tired of dicking around these motherfuckers.
They're just like us.
The fuck they are.
Come on, dude. Why you gotta be such a cisgendered piece of shit motherfucker?
Because I'm right.
Oh, well.
Ask a simple question, you will get a simple answer.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. All right, next story here. The upcoming Disney Plus Obi-Wan series looks like they're going to show a familiar face. A new casting grid has surfaced for the series, and there's little in the way of plot details, but it does confirm that they are looking to cast a young Luke Skywalker.
As probably, a woman.
Probably around the age of Anakin in episode one. I don't want that. Be honest with you, I'm good without the Obi-Wan series.
I'm tired of Star Wars.
Just put everything into Mandalorian. I'm
sorry.
Happy with that.
I'm tired of Star Wars. I hate Star Wars. Did I ever? I never thought I'd ever say that.
I'm good with everything being done except Mandalorian. I'm very happy with that. I just
don't give a fuck no more. Isn't that bad?
Yeah. That shows how much they just killed the franchise.
They killed my childhood.
Thank you. Let's see. Another story here. Looks like a Marvel Comics villain is set to appear in Moon Knight. Looks like they're going to introduce Dracula and Werewolf by Night. We knew Werewolf by Night was coming, but Dracula's the new one. But this Dracula could also tie the Moon Knight series into the upcoming Blade reboot movie. So, might be getting crossover now. Disney Plus has announced that they are moving up the debut for WandaVision. It's been bumped up from 2021 to sometime in 2020. Exact release date has not yet been released. I don't care about that, to be honest with you. But Vince, you're going to care about this. Last story for TV news. I'm sad to let you know that you will not be getting the RuPaul Daytime Talk Show.
Oh, God damn it.
It is not moving forward after it had a three-week trial run over the summer. Producers and networks said, yeah, no, we're not doing this.
But I want it.
Give us more Kelly Clarkson. Less... that.
I wanted it.
I know you did. You just have to go and continue watching whatever show he does.
I don't watch anything.
Ink Master or something like that.
The only thing I watched was the Twilight Zone marathon on New Year's.
Ooh. That's good stuff.
Did you watch it?
No, I forget what I was doing New Year's.
Dying?
Yeah, that could be. Flu's a motherfucker. Everybody down here's got the damn flu.
Now, when you say flu, like the generic flu, like you're sick, puking, or like actual influenza, A like, slash like, B?
Like A. Like woo. The body chills, the when you cough, it sounds like a Ricola commercial. Yeah.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
That's the good one.
That's the good one, yeah. All right, let's go to movie news this week. Tom Holland's Spider-Man schedule has screwed up the Uncharted movie, as they have now lost director Travis Knight due to scheduling conflicts. Looks like the movie will get pushed. Tom Holland and the Wahlberg are remained attached. Sources say Sony still intends to move forward with the film, but a new director and a new release date. So
why?
I don't know. He was off doing Spider-Man shit and couldn't start.
No. I mean, why Tom Holland? Why?
Oh, that I have no idea.
Nathan Fillion.
Well, yeah, we saw that fan film. And that looks
fucking
amazing.
Awesome. Fucking make that one.
Yeah, I know, but can't do that. That makes sense. Well, let's talk about that classic Hollywood movie that's going to get remade. I don't even want to say this.
Don't say it.
David Ayer, the director behind the first Suicide Squad movie, is going to do a remake of the 1967 classic movie, The Dirty Dozen. He confirmed it will indeed be a modern take on the material.
Oh, goddamn women.
Freeing him up from the well-trod ground that is World War II. More interestingly, in this modern era, however, is that he sees the remake as the first in a potential franchise.
I hope it fucking bombs. Oh, wait, it will.
Yeah.
Ha ha, it will. You know why? Because all the fucking remakes are remaking a bomb. Look at fucking Black Christmas.
Yeah, that bombed hard.
That bombed hard.
Yeah, how about that Charlie's Angels? Oh, yeah, that's... Yikes.
This isn't for you, men!
Yeah.
How come men didn't see our movie?
Oh, yeah, you Captain Marveled it. Good job there.
That's, yeah, you, good told, job, men, you told men to stay away. Men stayed away.
Yeah, and it happened, so...
Yeah, well, you fucking put politics into it. All the white guys were evil.
Yeah. Oh, like, you know what? Like the Watchmen TV series?
You know what I want? I want every white guy to not go to work. Like, pick a day. And I'm just not talking about week. Two white. I'm talking about regular white goyim fucking
just
whites.
Just for a week? Yeah.
I just pick a fucking day. Pick a fucking day. Don't go to fucking work. No truck drivers. No train.
Watch the world collapse.
Yeah, no shit. No truck drivers. No train engineers. I mean, no construction workers, pipe fitters, electricians, plumbers, mechanics.
School bus drivers.
God damn, could you imagine? And that's not even mentioning cops and EMTs and firefighters. And
yeah. Man, that'd be bad. But speaking of sticking your politics and everything... Coming soon to a theater near you, according to Marvel Studios President Kevin Feige, whatever you pronounce his last name. How about a transgender Marvel character? He was asked if there were any plans to add more LGBTQ characters to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He said, yes, transgender one very soon in a movie we're shooting right now. Though he didn't say which movie, the only ones they are actually filming right now is Eternals and Thor 4. My guess is it's going to be in Thor. You know, the one that's being led by Natalie Portman.
But she dies.
Because that puts asses in the seats.
Yeah, but at least it's current with the book. Even though, you know.
There ain't no damn trannies and...
No, I'm talking about what's her name? Female Thor. What's her name?
Jane Foster?
Yeah. But she dies, so...
Yeah, she dies in the comic, and then they brought her back as Valkyrie. You know, not like the black woman they had play a Norse Valkyrie. Yeah. What's that cultural appropriation thing?
Well, look who's doing it.
Does it count against white people? Or look, only look who's doing it. Oh. Yeah, yeah. That's can't say that.
Right, right. Echo, 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 echo.
Yeah. How come all the text is blue? Weird.
Too bad we can't talk in blue. That made no sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Comic book news this week. There's only one thing. Comic book writer Christopher Yost tweeted out that I haven't written a comic book since MODOK Assassin in December of 2015. That's going to change this year. That was his tweet. He had a pretty good run on X-Men, but I doubt that's what he's going to be working on. So who knows? But that was about all the comic book news there was this week.
Terrifics came out.
Your recommendations that did come out this week. Dial H for Hero number 10. Hawkeye Freefall number 1, that starts that series. Doctor Doom number 4. Joker Harley Criminal Sanity number 2 of 3. Transformers number 15. Thor number 1, which is going to lead into big things. So if you want to kind of stay up on Marvel, I wouldn't buy the book. I would find a way to have it online. Wink, nudge. X-Men number 4, G.I. Joe number 4, Red Hood Outlaw number 41, and of course, Book of the Week, as Vince already said, Terrifics number 23. And I really hope that series, the rumor is not true, and that's being canceled at 25, because I will be pissed. So.
Yeah, I heard that rumor, too.
Yeah, that's the best book DC's got going. I mean, come on. All right, let's go to wrestling news this week. IWTV and Smart Mark Video have come to terms on a new agreement that will expand their partnership into 2020 and beyond. They will still continue to be broadcast on Fight TV, and are adding more companies to their lineup, including Game Changer Wrestling. So there's that. Former Impact star Killer Cross has filed for a trademark to secure his wrestling name with the Trademark and Patent Office in the U.S., he filed for the name Killer Cross under two classes, including entertainment services, goods and services. He filed for it in professional wrestling as well as MMA. So there's that. Speaking of wrestlers being smart and doing their trademarks, Drew Gulak, WWE superstar, has filed a trademark for his former independent stable name, Catchpoint. He filed that shortly after Christmas. It was done under the name Catchpoint Incorporated. It was a stable when he was in the company Evolve. According to the trademark filing, it will be named for professional wrestling, entertainment, events, and clothing. So people are getting business smart here, which is really, really good idea for the guys. Now, the big wrestling news was Wrestle Kingdom. Nights 1 and 2 finished up last night in Japan, this morning here in America. Your big matches, there were so many matches, I'm just going to sum it up real quick. John Moxley beat Lance Archer night 1 to become the U.S. champion, defended it on night 2, again beat Juice Robinson. After the match, he was attacked by Minoru Suzuki, setting up his next rivalry. Poor Ambrose is going to die to murder Grandpa. It's going to be lovely.
That's not good.
Tetsuya Naito is your double champ. He beat Jay White on night 1 to become the Intercontinental champ. And he beat Kazuchika Okada on night 2 to become the first man to ever hold both the IWGP Heavyweight and Intercontinental Championships at the same time. But during his celebration, he was jumped by Kenta. So there's that feud going forward.
Kunta Kinte?
Kunta Kinte, yes.
You see what I did there?
He's the Asian version. Lastly, Chris Jericho beat Hiroshi Tanahashi. Said backstage that he wants to help bridge the gap between All Elite Wrestling and New Japan and make some type of working agreement. So,
oh my.
He said there is still apparently egos involved and bitter feelings, but he wants to be the one that tries to bridge the gap. So
that's nice.
We'll see. So that's nice. If you can watch Wrestle Kingdom, find it. It's some of the damnedest matches I've ever seen. Just fantastic. Apparently next year they're going back to one night instead of having it over two nights. Paid attendance for both nights, I believe, was in the upwards of 70,000. 40,000 on the first night, so...
Holy shit.
Yeah. All right, let's go to sports news real quick. Wolverhampton, the soccer team, have announced that Cinta De Oro, the former WWE Sin Cara, who was recently released by WWE, has joined the club as its director of international development. He did confirm this on his social media, because nothing says Wolverhampton like Sin Cara.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, it's pretty much all French to Vince here. So, next thing here, David Stern, the former commissioner of the NBA, widely credited with leading the league through a period of tremendous growth, passed away on Wednesday, 77. The NBA sent a statement. Stern died as a result of a brain hemorrhage suffered on the 12th. He underwent emergency surgery after he collapsed at a Manhattan restaurant. Next thing here, Don Larsen, Indiana native and journeyman pitcher who reached the heights of baseball glory when he threw a perfect game in 1956 with the New York Yankees for the only no-hitter in World Series history, also passed away Wednesday night. He was 90. Cancer of the esophagus got him in Idaho. So that sucks. And to finish out our sad things here for sports news, Bengals Super Bowl head coach Sam Wyche passed away on Thursday. He would have been 75 today. He died after a brief battle with recurring melanoma in his adopted hometown of Pickens, South Carolina, where he served as a volunteer coach for the high school football team and a fundraiser for the community's food pantry. So, sad news for sports all around. So, you got anything for video games? He said without a segue.
Well, speaking of things dying, apparently, Minecraft servers aren't shutting down. There was an internet prank. Let's see. Mojang/Xbox Game Studios says a prank website left fans worried, but Minecraft is just fine. Now, apparently, there is a new update for Minecraft. And a little hint, if it's stuck in a loading screen, delete your game and reinstall it.
Ew, that sounds horrible.
No, it keeps all your saves and everything.
Oh, okay. I was
gonna say, on the PS4. Now, I don't know about anything else, but,
that's like years worth of diggy hole stuff.
Yeah, so. Right? Let's see. Bethesda is showing off a new Fallout 76 area. Double XP event is coming maybe sometime soon. January 9th.
Hey, 4 days.
Wastelanders is still on the way. So let's see. Allegedly Amazing Savior DLC Wastelanders is still coming in 2020 and may salvage Fallout 76 reputation with a gigantic free expansion and NPCs. I almost said NBC. Well, NPC, NBC. Bethesda is still plugging away with this new content update, and today they're giving us a bit more info beyond the NPC tease they already dropped. One of the new zones in Wastelanders is the Watoga Underground, billed as the city of the future. The gimmick is that it's actually a giant automated parking garage, expanding the lore of the in-universe West Virginia locale.
Wakanda?
At this point, it might as well be, because I don't want that game for free.
Yeah. That's bad.
One of our dear friends, the Lundgren, bought it full price when it came out.
Oh, God.
And he still plays it just to...
Out of spite?
Like, they're not going to ruin me.
That's pretty much just going to the store and spreading your legs and go, hey, can you kick me in the nuts?
It's sad.
Yeah.
Stalker 2 is being developed in the Unreal Engine. Let's see. Like a brief flicker of life in a dead bloodsucker's eyes, the Stalker 2 Twitter account popped up with an announcement this week. The second, actually. The sequel is still being developed, and it's being made in the Unreal Engine. The pixel powerhouse behind such games as Fortnite and Bacon Man, whatever the fuck that is, developers GSC Game World seem to be getting awfully cozy with Epic Games, name-dropping them an announcement as colleagues. So, yeah. Stalker 2, baby. Unreal.
Listen, and if it ain't Untitled Goose Game, I don't care.
And lastly, for video game news, Star Citizen is still not released yet. Thank you. It's going to be another 10 years before it comes out.
I'm pretty sure that is officially labeled as a pyramid scheme.
How many billions did it hit? Or no, did it hit the 250 million mark?
Yeah.
It's not even released yet.
I'm pretty sure it's a pyramid scheme, kids.
Yeah. That's where I'm at with it. I would love to actually see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the gameplay, and it looks amazing. But, I mean, a full release, here it is. Wham,
here's
bam.
The game that you gave us all this money and this time for. Here you go. Boom.
Yeah.
Nope, you don't get that. So, that it for video game news?
That's it, baby.
All right, let's go to music, and hey, we're starting off with another death. Veteran jazz musician Jack Sheldon passed away this week at the age of 88. Hailing from Jacksonville, Florida, he served as the musical director of the Merv Griffin Show for 18 years, but most of us probably know him as the voice of the Schoolhouse Rock songs Conjunction Junction and I'm Just a Bill. Passed away undisclosed causes on the 27th of December, according to his biographer and documentarian.
That's sad.
Yeah. Hey, Rod Stewart's in the news.
Old cum belly?
I didn't even get the insert joke here part out.
Oh, come on. It's like a knee-jerk reaction.
I was going to say, your leg's tired from jumping to conclusions like that?
Mm-hmm.
He started out 2020 as a criminal defendant because he's been charged with criminal battery over New Year's Eve incident at a swanky hotel. Rod, his son Sean, and much of the Stewart family were celebrating New Year's Eve at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach. According to a police report, a security guard named Jesse Dixon was working a private event in the children's area of the hotel when he saw a group trying to enter the area without authorization. Dixon told the cops the group got super loud and refused to follow his instructions to leave that area. Dixon said Sean then got nose to nose with him. Dixon put his hand on Sean's chest and ordered him to back up. He says Sean then shoved him backward, and then Rod got into the act and threw a punch, hitting Dixon in the left ribs. There is video of the incident. According to police, cops say it clearly shows Rod and Sean as the primary aggressors. Rod spoke with cops, apologized. He said the security guard was argumentative with his family, and they got agitated. Dixon said he wanted to press charges, so both Rod Stewart and his son Sean have been charged with misdemeanor battery.
Bye-bye.
That's hilarious.
Bunch of rich assholes, man.
Yeah. Well, I could be here. I'm Rod Stewart. You know who? I don't give a shit who you are, sir. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, no shit. It's for kids. There's fucking kids in there. You're drunk. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Were they drunk?
I didn't say that, but...
They were stone cold sober.
If it was drunk, it might be actually better for them. But if they were sober and just being dicks, then yeah, you...
You clearly knew what was going on.
Yeah. Hey, Meatloaf's back in the news.
Oh, my.
Spoke out to deny climate change and claimed that Greta the Thunberg there has been brainwashed into believing it.
So there goes his career?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hope he's got retirement.
He said that he argued that Greta's time would be better spent elsewhere. I feel for that Greta, I told the Daily Mail. She's been brainwashed into thinking that there is a climate change and there isn't. She hasn't done anything wrong, but she's been forced into thinking that what she's saying is true. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll attack him and his career now. And his name was Robert Paulson.
Bitch tits. They're going after bitch tits now.
And you do know she hasn't been to school in over a year and a half, right?
Well, you know, and then riding around in fucking planes and shit.
Planes, trains, and yachts. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Climate change. You mean the weather? You know, there was an ice age with hardly any people here.
I argue her disability,
and
too.
And then it got warmer because, you know, the ice age ended. Mm. You know, science fact, kind of like biology. But don't like that one either.
Shh.
All right. I'll stop.
Don't go crazy, dude. Come on.
Alcohol.
Hey, I said don't go crazy, dude. Come on.
All right. Time for Song of the Week. Maybe we do a happy song? I don't know why I sounded horribly Asian. I think the cough syrup's finally...
Hey, the cough syrup. The cough syrup is kicking in.
This show brought to you by Chloraseptic, Coracid, and Robitussin, Halls, and whatever else I have up here. Yeah, at least it ain't like the last time I had. I'm not allowed the good cough syrup anymore.
Why not?
Because I almost killed your brother last time I had it.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I threw the machete and missed his head by an inch. It literally would have stuck square into his skull and killed him.
Yeah. That's bad shit.
That's good times.
And on that note.
Yeah, we lived. Yeah. All right. Song of the week. When we come back, apparently it will just be Vince and myself because, you know, island time. We're going to do the Deadpool draft.
I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know I see her all the time, everywhere I go. And even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball. So how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked. And in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black. While the jocks get the fly girls and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got six in my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's black. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of burrito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday. And you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our Deadpool draft.
You're going down this year, fat man.
Hey, you won last year because of one death.
I don't give a fuck. I'm winning again this year, motherfucker.
Nah, I'm in it to win it this year.
No, bullshit.
I feel bad about picking people, but damn it, I'm winning. I want to win.
Yeah.
That's the win.
It's. So I said, should we call Juan? Justin's like, no. I want. It's going to help me with my fucking pick.
He ain't fucking up my draft. All right. I will allow you the number one pick, sir.
You goddamn right you will.
Who is your number one pick?
Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, number four on my big board. I got to type this down so I don't forget.
Boom!
Vince takes Dick Van Dyke with the number one draft pick overall.
That's dirty, ain't it?
That's dirty. He was on my list, that's for sure. All right. My number one draft pick. Like I said, I feel bad for picking these, but I got to win. I'm taking Alex Trebek.
You motherfucker. God damn it.
How high was he on your board?
Third.
Ah, got my number one pick. All right, sir. Number two.
Kirk Douglas.
God damn it. Number three on my big board. I I'm glad I had backups because I knew we were going to have overdraft. So, Kirk Douglas. Damn. All right. I still have my number two pick. Give me Prince Philip.
Oh, not on my list.
Yeah.
That fucking reptile's going to live forever.
Nah, I think he's going to mysteriously pass away. Wink, nudge.
Wink.
All right. Damn, you already took two off my big board. All right, who you got for number three, sir?
Betty White.
God damn it, number six on my big board. Fuck.
That bitch is dying this year.
Apparently.
She's got a... Nope, I'm going to be good.
All right, I got to move some around here. Give me Bob Dole.
Didn't make my list.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so good.
I got Bob Dole here. My number three pick. All right, number four, sir.
It pains me. Mel Brooks.
Ooh. Not on my list. I did not have him on the big board.
Yeah, I don't want to see this one.
All right. My number four draft pick. Give me Angela Lansbury.
Ah, you fucker. Damn it. Not cool, man.
It will not be a Murder, She Wrote pun somewhere in there.
Yeah, I know.
Number five.
I want Hal Holbrook.
Fuck. He was one of my backups.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll fuck with your backups, too. Damn, yes. This is good.
Yeah. God damn it. All right. See, I picked Lansbury at four. Give me Bob Barker at five.
That was one of my backups, too, you fucker.
Yep. I got Bob Barker. All right. Still moving things, shifting things around on the big board, but we're in good shape. This draft's coming out good. Number six.
Carl Reiner.
Ooh. I'd much rather it be Rob, but okay.
Word.
All right. It wasn't on the big board. But I'll take it. All right. For my number six, give me Jimmy Carter.
Not on the list.
Yeah.
That's good, though. I like
that's
that.
That's a good pit there.
That's good. I like it.
All right. Seventh round.
June Lockhart.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a good pick. Wasn't I know it mine, is. But that's a good pick.
I was all hoping, right. See, I was really sweating it. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to put her toward the bottom. She's going to be your fucking top.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Seventh round for me. He left his heart in San Francisco. Give me Tony Bennett.
Motherfucker! God damn it! Fuck!
He was on your board.
Fuck!
He was on your board, sir.
Eighth I round. Fucked you on most of this, though.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Ass. All right, eighth round.
Olivia de Havilland.
I can't spell. Yeah, she's like 106.
Yeah, she's old.
That's damn near a gimme.
Yeah.
All right, my eighth round. I'm into my backups now, thank you.
Yeah, I'm into my backups.
Son of a bitch. Give me David Attenborough.
You motherfucker. Fuck.
Yep, I had to.
God damn it.
Ninth round, sir.
Cloris Leachman.
God, that was my last backup. Son of a bitch. This means I only have two backups left. Unless I have to pull one out of my ass here. Ninth round. Give me Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oof. Motherfucker, she died last year.
Well, that's allegedly. Wink. All right, last pick of the 2020 Deadpool draft for Vince is
Clint Eastwood.
All right. Not, yeah, I did not have him. Right. I did not have him as a backup.
Oh, look at you. You were already prepared.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were going to go there. All right, my last pick. I'm debating against two here. Give me Jerry Stiller.
I thought he was dead already.
I don't think so. A quick search will say still alive.
Fuck.
He's 92.
Oh my God. You're going down this year, old man.
All right, so I will recap the picks here. Vince has taken Dick Van Dyke, Kirk Douglas, Betty White, Mel Brooks, Hal Holbrook, Carl Reiner, June Lockhart, Olivia de Havilland, Cloris Leachman, and Clint Eastwood. Not gonna lie, that's a strong lineup.
I'm in it to win it, baby.
I have taken Alex Trebek, Prince Philip, Bob Dole, Angela Lansbury, Bob Barker, Jimmy Carter, Tony Bennett, David Attenborough, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Jerry Stiller. Let's see what 2020 will hold. We do have listener suggestions of who people were picking in theirs. Elizabeth came in with Kirk Douglas, Vince McMahon, and Ric Flair.
Oof.
Everybody here's got some good picks, yeah.
Roboto came in with Trebek, Sajak, Bob Barker, and someone no one will see coming. I'm pretty sure that's a gimme. Shane came in with John Carpenter.
Oh.
Randy Newman. That Tekashi 6-9 sniffs in jail.
That might be a gimme.
Bob Barker, Bill Cosby, Jimmy Carter, Don King, Larry King, Jerry Stiller, Dick Cheney, and John Madden. Those are some good picks right there. Snowy came in and said a little something or other will OD or get shot, which, yeah, that one's going to happen. We know that one.
Sure.
And Tony finishes off here, listener picks with Vince McMahon and Ozzy Osbourne. All right, you're going down this year, sir.
No, I'm winning.
I'm not letting you get two in a row.
I'm in it to win it.
It's a good thing we don't bet actual, you know, money or things.
Right, because then that would be immoral.
Yeah, of course. All right, let's go to listener questions this week. I missed Handsome Dan's last one from last week, so this is going to start us off for this week. Vince, pick a movie. Keep one actor. The rest of the cast is replaced by Muppets.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I'll keep Johnny Depp.
That, boy. That's actually really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty good.
Yeah. Man. Let's see. Trying to look through my movies real quick. Oh, I'm picking John Wick and I'm keeping Keanu. Just nothing but massacred puppets everywhere. I think that would be hilarious.
And actual blood.
And actual, yeah. So. All right, next question comes from Chris. This is a video game question, so it's up to you, Vince.
Oh my.
So I know you guys aren't particularly into the Diablo series. However, the long-awaited announcement of the fourth installment recently occurred and something doesn't add up. Something so obvious I can't understand why or how no game reviewers have zeroed in on it. Blizzard is saying that the game isn't coming out anytime soon. Quote, not even Blizzard soon, which would seem to indicate that it's not coming out for several years yet. However, Blizzard also says that the game is being developed for the PC, Xbox One, PS4. So if they're developing it for, he says, I can't figure out if Xbox One and PS4 are on their way out this year. Next gen consoles slated to drop late this year. Are they developing Diablo 4 for consoles that will be obsolete or what? Could they be planning a surprise release in summer or fall of this year? Or are they lying and developing for next gen systems?
Probably just waiting for the next gen. I would assume.
That would be my guess. Just,
and I love the Diablo games. I remember playing Diablo 1 a long time ago.
Yeah. But that would be my guess, is they're just going to next gen it.
Yeah, that's so, what I would assume.
I don't know. I did hear PS5 backward compatible with all PlayStation. All the way back to one.
Going back to one, or just one wasn't on that list?
One was not on that list.
Right.
Oh.
That's what I heard. It's going back to two.
Well, that sucks. Oh, there's PS1 games I like.
Well, I still got PS2 games, so.
Yeah. All right. Next question here comes from Elizabeth. What is your favorite Vince rant of 2019? Hers is the Lizzo at the VMAs rant that you did. Lardy B right there.
Lardy B.
My favorite rant of 2019 is probably something that did not make the air and that I am not allowed to talk about.
Yeah, we can't talk about that rant.
Because it involved a certain amount of the population.
Ooh. Okay, you're done.
All right, that ended me quickly. Do you have a favorite one that you did on the show?
Do I?
Yeah.
I rant so much, I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about half the time.
Well, that
and I calmed down quite a bit.
He really has, ever since he quit drinking this much.
over the last couple of years, I've calmed down significantly.
Yeah. Boy, if people knew you back in the W days.
Oh my God.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
You think this Vince is bad?
Old Vince was bad.
Old Vince would have nuked everybody.
I like the Lizzo rant.
That was a good one.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
I don't like that bitch.
About how she scares the children and small wildlife creatures. Yeah.
Well, now she's now everyone's pissed at Adele.
Why?
Because she lost all that weight.
Oh, she decided to get healthy. So,
yeah, she decided to get healthy. So now apparently, you know, Lizzo's the new Adele. I don't get it.
Can somebody please make a game, Hungry Hungry Lizzos?
You know what the number one killer of women in America is?
Cops.
Heart disease.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, it is heart disease, isn't it?
You know what the number one killer of people is?
Mm.
Abortion.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. Again.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Wonderful world we live in.
Brought the show to a screeching halt. Thank you. All right. Next question here comes from Shane. He says, got a firearm a month ago, and I haven't practiced yet. I live in Texas where there is 3 indoor and 1 outside tactical gun ranges in my town. What are some do's and don'ts when going to a range? I plan on going this week.
Follow their rules. Everyone, I mean, they all have pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
But just
listen to the range officer.
Yes.
Eyes and ears. Protection. I would start inside with an indoor range and go slow. Shoot slow, because it's not about how fast you can shoot. It's about your placement. Get comfortable with the weapon. Go at your own speed. Don't worry about anybody else. Ask questions.
Yes, ask questions. If they offer you like training or something.
Yeah, there are no dumb questions.
No, absolutely not.
Good on you for getting it and wanting to learn. That's what I think everybody should do. Once you get comfortable shooting indoor, then I would move to the outdoor, because shooting outdoor from indoor is completely different. But yeah, ask questions, ask for advice, follow all their rules, and just go slow.
I mean, that's how I did it. So when I started shooting at indoor ranges, so that would be my advice on that. That sound about right, Vince?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, next question here comes from Handsome Dan. If Hulk Hogan could come back for one more match, who would you book him against? I would book him at WrestleMania, and he would lose in 30 seconds to Big E.
That's dirty.
Yeah. But that's what I would do. Unless you really imagine, give Big E that Hulk Hogan win at WrestleMania? Come on, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Because he can't work. I mean, he can't move. His hips are bad. His back's shot. I mean, come on. Sound like I'm talking about myself.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's how I'd book it. Big E in a squash. Let's see. All right, Handsome Dan's next question here. You awaken out of cryo sleep to find yourself in space, light years from Earth, and bound for new civilizations to explore. Which robot would you choose to accompany you on this mission? C-3PO, Twicky from Buck Rogers, Muppet from Battlestar, or Bob from Black Hole?
C-3PO.
Yeah, I think out of those, I would go through with 3PO. Just because the languages.
Oh, yeah.
And comic relief.
Sure.
Yeah.
Never tell me the odds.
Yeah, I go with 3PO. I think that's a good. I think that's the right answer. Because Battlestar, you'd have to worry about them talking to other robots and killing you. Yeah, that's
sure.
Yeah, that'd be no good. Yeah, I'm going with 3PO on that. All right, next question here comes from Roboto. New England lost against the Titans last night. Thoughts? Yeah, I know they were shooting off fireworks from Nissan Stadium last night. Boy, they were happier than shit down here.
Did they cheat?
No.
No, I meant the
New England?
Yeah.
No, they lost. They just lost square up, so.
That's good.
Yeah. Defending champs won't get back to the Super Bowl, apparently. I've heard Brady to the Colts.
Shut up.
I've heard Phillip Rivers from the Chargers to the Colts.
Shut up.
So.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's already the rumors out there. So.
Brady's coming to the Colts?
That's one of the rumors that was out there.
Why?
So. Who knows? It ain't going to happen, but he'll retire a Patriot. I mean, come on now. But who knows? So. All right, Roboto's next question here. Do you have any plans to watch the new XFL? Do you think it has any better chance this time, or at least better than the Alliance did last year? Yeah, I'll tune into a game or two, check it out, see how it goes. Do I think it has a better chance? Yes, because they're actually taking it serious as a football league this year and not a wrestling offshoot. And do I think it will do better than the Alliance did last year? Yeah, because they have the funding and they have the network backing. Where the Alliance was struggling with both.
Right.
So, I think they're on better footing this time around. And I think they're actually taking it serious as a sport. I think I saw something like if a punt goes into the end zone, it's an automatic touchback, comes out to like the 15 or the 35. There's some rules tweaks. So it'll be different in a way, but it'll still be football, so. All right, Handsome Dan, I'd like to know here, who's your money on right now to win the Democratic nomination?
Bernie Sanders.
Boy, if I had to put money, my money's got to go with money. I got to put Bloomberg.
Oh, dude.
I think he's going to buy it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants Bernie either. Commies get copter rides. That's the way I look at it.
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
A berg?
Yeah, Steinman thing.
Yeah, boy, that's awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Next question for you from Twitter. Did creepy ass Joe Biden really tell that 11-year-old girl to wait around and talk to him before they left? Yes, I put this clip up in our Facebook group. And normally I would reserve judgment and look for context. But Joe Biden's history of this shit, his handlers even would have to tell him, look, stop doing this. It makes you horribly creepy and turns off even the staunchest supporters have to go, yeah, come on, Joe. That's just stop with the fucking kids.
Look, I wanted to. Okay, the context of it. Did he actually. What did he. Was he talking to her before?
I don't know. That I don't know the context of it, but with his history, it's like, just stop. Don't talk to kids. Period. Stop. Kids can't vote. Shouldn't you be talking to voters? But
God, that's weird.
It came across just very string them up in the public squarish.
See me after the.
Yeah, make sure you talk to us before we leave. Next couple questions here have to do with the Iran thing. Roboto would like to know, after the events of this week, which will happen first, Civil War II or World War III, will they overlap? We're going to get all into this in the did you see this questions or did you see the story? So we'll answer it in there. So stick around here. But the first thing for did you see this? Of course, last week, a gunman opened fire at a Texas church last Sunday after we got done recording. Killing two people and injuring others before a heroic congregation member shot and killed him at the scene, according to police. Shooting unfolded around 10 a.m. at the West Freeway Church of Christ in the city of White Settlement, just outside of Fort Worth. It's all very tragic, according to the Fort Worth spokesman. Jack Wilson, who is head of security of the church, is being praised for his heroic actions after he shot and killed the gunman who opened fire inside the church. Wilson, who is running for Hood County Commissioner, wrote on Facebook that he had to take out the suspect who shot two men with a shotgun during communion at the church just before 11 a.m. The two victims died at the hospital, the official said. He made the shot. This is some shooting. Made the shot from 50 feet with a SIG 357. That is not a 357 Magnum like Dirty Harry. This is a normal 357.
Right.
A headshot at a moving target who was heading to shoot more people. Literally flesh canoed him. The video shows that others in the congregation had drawn their weapons but did not fire after the situation was taken care of. So therefore, they're already better than those cops in Florida that killed the UPS driver. Bloomberg came out, speaking of, and said that nobody there should have had a gun. And the only police should have had him when he was asked about the situation. So he wanted all those people dead, basically.
Which I don't understand, because when you look at the Jews that died in New York,
mm-hmm.
they're all carrying around.
Oh, yeah. They all got ARs now.
Yeah. All ARs, huge clips, magazines, you know, nope. The whole nine yards.
Nobody's saying shit about that.
Yeah. I didn't think those were allowed in New York.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Well, God's chosen people, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert Francis O'Rourke came out and said that clearly what we are doing in Texas and America when it comes to guns is not working. No, actually, I think it worked just the way it's supposed to. Evil came in, good stopped it. The left and celebrities on social media came out against it, against people protecting themselves, saying that many people should not have guns in church. USA Today even put out a thing saying Jack Wilson is exactly the type of person you want around with a gun because he's a firearms instructor. But we know nothing about at least six other parishioners who appeared to draw their handguns, and that's terrifying. You mean the ones that didn't shoot innocent people like the cops in Florida? Saw that the situation was handled and holstered their weapons? That's terrifying? Then you had, let's see, Joe Biden came out because he was asked about it, said that Texas had was a horrible idea that Texas had passed a law allowing guns in church in the first place. So I guess it was horrible that that law saved lives.
Who? Who said that?
Biden. Between sniffing kids.
Right.
Remember that they want you completely unable to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
Fake feather headdress wearer Elizabeth Warren came out and was asked about concealed carry permits after the shooting, because, you know, that's what saved God knows how many innocent people at this church. She said, "I will not support concealed carry." The exact thing that saved the lives in the church. They want you dead. Period.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. Well, only cops should have guns. Yeah, tell it to the family of the UPS driver.
Yeah, tell it to the family that the cop shot the dog or was trying to shoot the dog and ended up missing and hitting that 9-year-old little girl.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of examples. How about the innocent bystanders down there in Florida where they killed the UPS driver? Not just the UPS driver, but innocent bystanders. They're the ones you only want to have the guns? Are you retarded? Okay, I answered my own question.
Right.
Next thing that was sent in here, you remember that horrible fucking story about the Mormon family that was killed at the Mexican border?
Sure.
Well, now a municipal police chief in Mexico has been arrested with suspected ties to the mass murder of the family.
No.
According to Reuters, who cites local reports and an official, Mexican authorities have arrested Fidel Villegas, police chief in northern Mexico, where 9 people, 3 women, and 6 children, Jesus Christ, were killed in November while traveling in Mexico. The massacre of the women and children is suspected to have been at the hands of drug cartel hitmen, but apparently this cop was in with it as well.
I got nothing.
I want to say things, but I'm already on a list.
It's okay.
Ben, speaking of lists,
mm-hmm.
You need to update your list of offensive sayings.
Oh, fuck.
Because the Anti-Defamation League has added "we was Kangs" to the list.
What?
Yes. Along with the okay hand signal and all the other ones I listed back weeks ago. They have added
bullshit.
They have added "we was Kangs."
We was Kangs.
Because it's offensive to blacks, apparently. That they think that they was Kangs and Egyptians built everything and yeah. Shenanigans, but added to the list of things we're not supposed to say, but guess what? We're gonna keep saying because First Amendment, fuck you.
So. Yeah.
All right. You remember what happened when a bunch of those right-leaning journalists were kicked off Twitter for saying the people should learn to code? Remember that whole big
fiasco? Oh, when they were telling all the coal miners that they need to learn to code?
Yeah, well, guess who came out this week and said that displaced coal miners should learn to code? Guess who came out and said that this week?
Who?
Kid Sniffer Joe Biden.
Oh, I love that dude.
He said, "Anybody who can go down 3,000 feet in a mine can sure as hell learn to program." This was at a New Hampshire event on Monday. He added later that anyone who can throw coal into a furnace can learn how to program, for God's sakes. Biden said during the Democratic debate on the 19th that he would be willing to sacrifice hundreds of thousands of blue-collar jobs in the pursuit of climate goals. He said there would be no place for fossil fuels, including coal, under his administration. Learn to code. But he said it. I bet you he's not going to get kicked off the Twitter machine. Right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're being lied to, folks. Oh, and if you didn't think that the Democrat nomination wasn't rigged as hell, like, you know, the last one where Bernie should have won it and they gave it to Hillary. Yeah, that worked out well. Wink. Then there's this. Obama will do almost anything to see Trump defeated. He has been working with operatives on a plan to have congressional districts redrawn in several swing states before the 2020 election. Vince, this may backfire as this may actually get rid of AOC's congressional district. But according to a recent report,
The former president is incredibly, quote, displeased with the current Democratic field. And if the Democratic Party was to nominate Bernie Sanders for nomination in 2020, he plans to, quote, step in and fight it. Dear Democrats that listen to our show, I know you're out there. This is rigged. The whole thing's rigged. The whole damn system's rigged. We're just trying to open your eyes to it. Not telling you who to vote for, but telling you your vote probably don't matter. Because whoever the bigwigs want is who's going to get it. We told you last week 2020 was going to be crazy.
Here it is.
But it didn't take long, did it? U.S. took out Qasem Soleimani, head of the Iranian military. Iran had given aid and support to a group led by these fucking names. I swear, Hadi al-Amiri, who attacked the U.S. embassy in Iraq this week. Al-Amiri had previously been welcomed to the White House by Obama in 2011. The president ordered jets to decimate Kitab Hezbollah bases, and 25 were killed on Sunday night. Amiri joined thousands who flocked to funerals for the fighters in the Iraqi capital on Tuesday, and spearheaded the crowds that rushed through the Green Zone and breached the U.S. embassy. A 65-year-old who was of grave concern to lawmakers as Obama's guest in 2011 stood at the forefront of riots, which prompted Trump to deploy 750 paratroopers on Wednesday and another 4,000 on standby, which I believe have already been sent. U.S. government officials confirmed with CBS that the strike was in response to an active threat to U.S. interests in the region, personally overseen by General Soleimani. They made it clear the U.S. prepared to take further action if diplomat soldiers threatened by his replacement. After taking out the terrorist general, journalists at CBS couldn't help themselves with flowery language for the dead terrorist, Soleimani, the Iranian general. Reporter Holly Williams described him as revered, inspiring military genius. Yeah, and then you had Ilhan Omar, she's mad that they killed her people, saying that Trump never got permission from Congress to go to war. While Trump does need permission to go to war, he doesn't to take out terrorists. And if Congress was so concerned about terrorists being taken out, where the hell were you when Obama launched 3,000 drone strikes killing women and children?
I want my Nobel Peace Prize.
I do too.
I've never done anything.
Well, neither did Obama. Except after he won it, then he launched drones killing women and children. And American citizens without due process. Crickets from Congress, by the way.
Yeah.
Then you had Rose McGowan, who tweeted out, and I'm going to quote this, "Dear Iran, the USA has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. We want peace with your nation. We are being held hostage by a terrorist regime. We do not know how to escape. Please do not kill us." People jumped on her just out of sheer retardation. Just retardation. Mm-hmm. But if that wasn't bad enough, you know who's going to broker the peace?
Who?
Magnificent Rosie O'Donnell cosplayer extraordinaire, Michael Moore.
God.
Who tipped to I believe, Instagram or Facebook, I can't remember here, that said, "I have just sent the Ayatollah of Iran a personal appeal, asking him to not respond to our assassination of his top general with violence of any kind, but rather let me and millions of Americans fix this peacefully. I recorded and DM'd him a message on my podcast," which he then plugged. You can hear it anywhere, or you get a podcast, wink. "We need to prevent war, any war now. When the Ayatollah responds to me, I'll repost his reply." Michael Moore gonna send messages to the Ayatollah. You know who has a better chance of getting a message through to the fucking Ayatollah?
The fucking Iron Sheik. Sheiky baby.
I just don't get it, dude.
So do I think we're heading into World War III? No. Not until Russia starts moving large amounts of troops. That's when you should watch for. What I do think is that all this shit's a distraction from the gun confiscation shit and the civil war we're about ready to have here. You know, the shit that started in Virginia, which has now spread to Kentucky, Georgia. Oh, by the way, Florida. They just put laws, they're voting on the laws now, are up for vote in your state to ban all semi-automatic weapons. Which is all guns, by the way. One pull of a trigger, one bullet. That's what semi-auto means, for those that don't know. And then have the, you know, the cops come confiscate. So I sure don't remember Iranians trying to come take our guns. You know. So no, I think it's all misdirection. Trump's being pushed into it by... Vince, how do I say this?
The Jews?
Oh, okay. Well, she's just going to be blatant with it.
Israel? Man, we've been fighting Israel's fucking fights, wars forever, man.
Them, the Saudis. How about we quit running guns to Saudi Arabia and start running them to fucking Hong Kong, where they need them? It's a good thing I'm not president.
Oh, nobody would get a dime if I was president.
There'd be so much new parking in the Middle East. It'd be amazing. Just be one giant fucking parking lot. General Washington, the Turks are causing a disturbance in the Middle East. You know what General Washington's thought was? Gives a fuck about the Middle East. Yeah. Then you had this morning. Terror attack on a U.S. military base in Kenya. U.S. military has confirmed that there has been a terror attack at a military base in Kenya that houses U.S. military personnel. Somali terror group Al-Shabaha. Durkin Clicks has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Kenyan authorities said it has been repelled. Four militants killed in the fighting. So Iran won't fight us head up, but Iran funds a bunch of these little bullshit terrorist groups all over the world. That's what's going to happen. Didn't we say a terrorist attack last week, Vince?
Yeah, we did. I hate being right all the time.
God damn it.
Sick of it. I hate being right all the time!
And it's not just being right. It's being... looking at this shit with and knowing history. It's not hard. It's not hard to know that we're going to get pulled into fucking proxy wars until we change the government here. Speaking of government, you know the good people at Hustler, Vince, right? I have no segue. I have no idea about the
good people at Hustler.
Oh, okay. Well, they sent Republican lawmakers a Christmas card this year. Guess what was on the Christmas card?
I have no idea.
A cartoon depicting President Trump being assassinated. In the cartoon, the bleeding body of the president is lying in front of smiling onlookers dressed in holiday attire, one of whom is holding a smoking pistol. Inside, the shooter is depicted as saying, "I just shot Donald Trump on Fifth Avenue and no one arrested me." The card's authenticity was verified by Politico, who tweeted photos and a short quote from Hustler that said the card was sent by Hustler, and that was our official holiday card for 2019. You know who owns the pornography industry, right, kids?
Who? Why? How is this still happening? I mean, isn't it sedition?
Because people are comfortable with the bread and circus.
Could you imagine if somebody did that? If there was a company that did that to Obama.
One, the company would be in jail. The people that sent the card, the people that drew up the card, they would all be in jail for threatening the president. You know this is true. Yeah. But it's Trump, Orange Man. I don't give a fuck who's president. Don't do this shit. Real simple. Even if Child Sniffer Biden was on it, I wouldn't say send that shit out. But yeah, that's
the next American Civil War, kids.
Who owns that industry as well? Look into who owns things, kids. That's who's pulling the strings. All right, last story of the week. First end of the show, decade. I think my cough syrup's kicking in.
Thank God, I gotta fucking edit this mess.
Yeah, technology's wonderful, isn't it?
Nope.
Vince, a handful of travelers spent the early hours of New Year's trapped inside a massive pileup, not of snow, but of tumbleweeds, that shut down a highway in eastern Washington for 10 hours.
Washington State?
Yes.
Oh, it's desert out that way. Toward Iowa or Idaho.
Yeah, State Route 240 was closed in both directions at mile point 10 near West Richland as Washington DOT workers cleared the road using a snowplow. The Associated Press quoted Washington State Trooper Chris Thornton, who said five cars and one 18-wheeler were trapped in the tumbleweeds over New Year's Eve night. The road did not reopen until 4:30 a.m. New Year's Day. People were still stuck at midnight and rung in the New Year trapped under the tumbleweeds. The tumbleweeds were piled in places 20 to 30 feet high. You really think your wife's going to believe that? Why weren't you home on New Year's, honey? It was tumbleweeds. Fucking tumbleweeds.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a picture, and it looks like the goddamn desert.
Yeah. There's legit pictures and video. It
looks like Southern California.
Yeah. Tumbleweeds just covering up everything.
If you didn't know, like this picture, if you did like San Bernardino and like this picture, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it was Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's 20 to 30 feet tall piles of tumbleweeds block the highway. What a world, kids.
That's fucked up.
Vince, do you have any final thoughts on this wacky-ass game show we call life?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you cannot take the high road, get the high ground. And I'm beating you this year, sir.
I'm winning.
I'm winning.
Look, I don't give a fuck what you think.
I have to take them out myself, I'm going to win this year. What are you in for?
I had to win a Deadpool, so I killed a bunch of celebrities.
Anybody we like?
Yes.
Yes. Shit. Of course, I'm kidding. I ain't going to kill anybody. I'm going to just drink a whole bunch of cough syrup and try to get rid of this damn flu.
Right, right.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hopefully, if God knows we ain't in Civil War II or World War III, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.